98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk with the decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Now,
Thursday at 3 o'clock, that is when we get to talk to a Coyotes decision maker. And today, Bill Armstrong, the general manager of the Coyotes, is sitting in the seat, taking our questions and talking Coyotes hockey with us here on the Burns and Gambo show as he joins us on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Bill, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it very much.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys.
Bill, I'll just get this one out of the way. I know you can't really comment on the situation and the story about possibly playing at ASU, but I will ask you, do you expect that you'll have a resolution pretty soon as to where your hockey team will play next season?
I believe so. I think it's getting down to the point where it's getting to the point where I think we'll find a resolution here sooner rather than later.
Good, good. All right. One of the things we want to talk about is just the tremendous prospect pool that you guys have with the great draft pick you made of Dylan Gunther with the Edmonton Oil Kings. You've got a bunch of guys in Tucson with the Roadrunners, and you got some guys at ASU, including Josh Doan and somebody at I think the Italian kids at Harvard. How often are you getting a chance to keep an eye on the top prospects in the organization?
Well, it's a great question because, you know, we've got them all over the world. You know, we've got them in Russia, you know, and, you know,
Chicago, Providence.
Yeah. Like, and we have meetings, you know, every 2 weeks. And the good news nowadays is that you've got analytics, so you can dig into the exact ice time that the player's playing, you know, his effectiveness during the ice time, what situations does he need to improve. And you also got, you know, your development guys working with them, and they're watching a ton of video. Plus, they're going in to see them live. Plus, we're flying our skating coaches, you know, our nutritionists and our strength guys around to see these guys. So they're constantly getting attention, and they're giving you feedback at the same time. So nowadays in today's world, we're very in touch with our prospects. You know, it's on a weekly basis that we learn about what they've done, and you keep tabs. And obviously, the special ones you know, you keep a little bit closer watch on there just to see what they're doing.
No, it's true. When you start to look at, you know, Landry and Fedotov and Ratti and some of the guys are just so far away, I would imagine it's a lot of film, right? I'm sure you get a lot of film on what these guys are doing.
Yeah, exactly. And you have a really good idea and understanding of what they're doing. That way, when they do show up, you know, and they come into your development camp, you know, you can guide them in what they need to work on. And at the same time, you know, you can put them in situations where they're playing in your rookie camp, you know, in good situations to, you know, to see what they can do and with the right type of player surrounding them. But, in today's world, it's great. I mean, we have a really good understanding of who the player is and what they've accomplished in the league that they were in.
It was a long road trip for you guys. It's been a week or so, 10 days since you guys were last at home. The road trip got off to a good start with the win over the Devils. How, for you guys being at home, getting back to home, what kind of charge are you going to get out of being back after a long trip like that? That didn't end particularly well, as certainly as good as it started.
Yeah, it was an interesting road trip because our first game, you know, we ended up found a way to win against Jersey, and we came into the game against Gambo's team against the mighty powerful New York Islanders.
Excuse me, four-time Stanley. I make Bernsey say it. I'm going to make the four-time Stanley Cup champion Islanders, who just we lost Clark Gillies.
I know. Well, what a classy man, too, classy captain, and you know, just a good man. I didn't know him personally, but just some other people that did, and just. The way he conducted himself, he was one of the great ones there with the Islanders. But when we played them, we weren't close. That was a game that they controlled from start to finish. But you know, the two other games we played on the road trip with the Rangers, I felt was, you know, probably one of our better games. Or you know, we just fell short a little bit in the goaltending area. You know, we had them. We played extremely well in the first part, and you know, pretty much halfway through that game. And you know, same thing with Pittsburgh. We came in there and played a hell of a game. We were up, you know, in the third period and 4 minutes into it, and then you know, again, you know, I'd have to say that we just fell short in that one area of goaltending. I felt that we could have made a couple saves to keep us in the game, and you know, that was disappointing. But our team has played well in the last two, and you know, we've played some hot teams of late with the Rangers and Pittsburgh, and now we're going against one of the hottest teams in the NHL, the Bruins. So it should be a good matchup for us.
Yeah, I was fortunate to have met Gillies a couple of times. Boy, his fights with Dave Schultz of the Flyers were just so legendary. But, you know, back in those days, those guys were great, whether it was Tinelli or Trottier or Gillies. Those guys used to come to the rink where we played and spend some time talking to the kids and everything and giving some pointers and tips. They were so popular. I used to wear the number 5 Denny Potvin jersey to school all the time. But that was my guy. And Jean Potvin, you remember Jean Potvin?
Yeah,
that was Denny's brother. But those guys were always great, and Gillies was just such a class act. So it was just tough to, as a fan of that team for so long, it was tough to hear the news that he passed away at such a young age.
Yeah, and they've done a great job in that organization also with their new rink. It's a beautiful, beautiful rink, and they put it in a nice spot too. So it's going to make that franchise even stronger. So
I want to talk to you about Clayton Keller, because, you know, here's a guy tied up to a long-term contract for a lot of money, and there was a lot of doubts about him, you know, last year and even the year before, and he's an all-star this year, and he's been much better this season. I mean, maybe it's a coaching thing, but something seemed to have clicked with Keller. What have you noticed about him?
Well, he's right from the get-go. He came into camp, and he was bigger and stronger. It took him a little while to get going and to kind of grasp what coach wanted from him, but I think our coaching staff, have done a good job, just putting him in great situations to succeed. And I think Kel has felt the confidence from the coaching staff, and, you know, he's really playing the best hockey I've ever seen him play. And I still feel there's still room to grow with him too. He's a tremendous talent, and he has embraced, the culture of working harder and just, you know, playing a harder game. And you can tell when he comes to see him play, he's always got the puck, you know. It's because he's working on both sides of it, and he certainly is involved, and he's been able to cash in and help us offensively.
Bill Armstrong, general manager of the Coyotes, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Talk a little bit about the play of Nick Schmaltz lately. It seems like you've gotten a little more production out of that position, and that has helped solidify things in that regard.
Yeah, Nick got off, it's interesting with Schmaltz because he got off to a slow start, he's found his game, that line of Keller and Boyd and Schmaltz. And I do credit, Travis Boyd, the unsung hero on that line. He's found a way to really contribute and have one of his best years in the NHL. And out of nowhere, he's been a warrior for us and just plays so hard. And, he's really helped Schmaltz find his game too. Schmaltz got moved to the wing there, and that line is just flying right now. They found some kind of chemistry, and it's been a pleasant surprise. But Schmaltz has really taken his game to a new level on the last couple of games that he's played. He's just really used his skill to create some offense, and we need that. And he's one of those guys that for us to be successful in the future, he's got to continue to progress and keep making strides and learning to play on both sides of the puck. And when he gets his offensive chances, he's got to finish.
You got a great opportunity for the fans to see this young team play over the next few days. You got Boston and Buffalo back-to-back Friday, Saturday. You've got Calgary on Wednesday. So talk a little bit about playing at home after that long road trip.
Well, it's nice to come home. The first thing you notice is when you get home is that – you can feel that nice warm Arizona air. After feeling that cold New York air, and you realize, hey, it's home, it's time to get to work, and this is a good place to play hockey. You get your day, when you're battered and bruised, to heal up and go for a nice little walk and feel that warm sunshine on your body. There's nothing better, and come back to the rink the next day. It's truly a privilege to play hockey here in the desert because of the off days that you get. It's great. It's a great environment to play and to raise your family here. And, I know our players love it, and they're going to respond by, embracing the new culture that our coaches have brought. And, one of the things that I love about this team is that minus the Vegas game, we've showed up to work every single game.
Back-to-back home games coming up this weekend against Boston on Friday, against Buffalo on Saturday. Bill, good luck in those games. We'll talk to you very soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
You got it. Bill Armstrong, general manager of the Coyotes, joining us on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Get your price at 72sold.com. Be ready to see your favorite breweries again as the Arizona Strong Beer Festival returns on February 19th at Bell Bank Park in Mesa. Tickets are on sale now. You can win a pair by visiting the contest page at arizonasports.com. If you watch the games, it's no secret the Suns pass the eye test when it comes to being the best team in the NBA. The numbers, some of the numbers are crazy about the Phoenix Suns this year, and we'll go over some of the better ones next on the Burns and Gambo Show.